Tiffany, I will not bring authentic samosas to the neighborhood potluck. I have a master's in psychology from Georgetown. I've managed $3 billion regional mergers. And yet, somehow, you think my highest contribution to this cul-de-sac is deep-fried pastry. I don't even own a deep fryer. I have an air fryer from Costco. It's digital. It has a setting for frozen mozzarella sticks, and that is the only setting I use. Then there was River. That was his name. He wore a linen tunic and told me, with zero irony, that he'd been to a weekend workshop in Sedona and was now a certified tea shaman. He looked at me with his eyes all watery and sincere and asked if I could help him source ancestral hand-pressed marble for his chakra station. River, I said, the only marble in my ancestor's house was the floor, and my auntie used to scrub it with bleach and a very angry mop. But the winner, the absolute gold medalist of my week, was Braden at Whole Foods. Braden is 19, has a soul patch that should be illegal in 48 states, and he tried to explain chai to me. He told me the organic methi seeds I was holding were spiritually misaligned with my aura. I was holding them because they were on sale, Braden. My aura is currently aligned with $3 off. My mother kept her spices in a taster's choice jar. It wasn't an experience. It was dinner. So no, I'm not going to a breathwork retreat. I'm not going to unblock my flow, and I'm definitely not going to bless this team.